This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, two men are dead after a shooting in a fast food restaurant last night in the Ashburn neighborhood. This is on the southwest side. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with the story.
Chicago police say an employee at a J.J. Fish and Chicken got into an argument with two men, pulled out a handgun, shot them, and then ran away. It happened at about 10:30 last night inside the restaurant in a strip mall near 78th and Western. Police say a 55-year-old man was shot in the face and a 56-year-old man shot in the head. Both died at the scene. No one is in custody, and the police department says detectives are investigating the circumstances that led up to the shooting. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The 19th century home of a Whiting City Council member has been heavily damaged by fire. WBBM's Mike Krauser joins us live on the newsline with what happened.
Well, Mike, this occurred yesterday afternoon, and the smoke was seen for miles. The homes on Oliver Street are close together, an area once called Millionaire's Row. Fire started in a garage. Work had been reportedly being done on a car in that garage, and the fire spread fast. Two homes and four garages burned, including the home of Councilman Sean Turpin. He told the Times of Northwest Indiana the home has been in his family for three generations. As he was speaking, watching across the street, smoke was billowing from the home and water was pouring out the front door and down the front steps. Live, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A 7-year-old boy is one of two people shot inside a home on the far south side last night. Police say the boy and a 27-year-old man were in a home near 116th and Yale when shots were fired from a vehicle outside. Both of them are hospitalized in critical condition.
The federal trial of former Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan gets underway today in Chicago. Madigan is accused of racketeering, bribery, wire fraud, and attempted extortion. Among other things, prosecutors say he used his influence to pass legislation favorable to ComEd in return for kickbacks, jobs, and contracts to his supporters. He has denied the charges.
Mayor Johnson has named six new appointments to the Chicago School Board. The move comes after the entire current 7-member board abruptly resigned on Friday. He says as far as the schools go, the buck stops with him.
When students show up in the building, they don't ask who the CEO of the Chicago Public Schools is. When children show up hungry and unhoused, they don't ask who the board members are.
41 members of the city council have sent a letter criticizing the mayor's handling of the schools, asking him to hold a hearing before making new appointments.
And there is plenty of reaction to the mayor's action.
What's going to happen to our kids?
That was a big question on the minds of those gathered here at City Hall, including 11th Ward Alderwoman Nicole Lee.
7 new people are going to be seated to make very, very important long-term decisions in a very short amount of time. And we have a right to demand answers and transparency about who these individuals are that are going to be put in this position.
Lee and others, including 36 Ward Alderman Gil Villegas, have invited the newly appointed school board members, as well as the 7 who abruptly resigned last week, to City Hall later this week to answer some key questions.
The board has stood up and said we want to do the right thing, and so the mayor has the prerogative to change the board out. So he's changed the board out with folks that are going to do ultimately his bidding in taking on a $300 million payday loan, as well as terminating the CEO of CPS.
Something Villegas and others object to. At City Hall, Andy Dane, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
U.S. News and World Report has named the best children's hospitals in Illinois. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live now at the anchor desk with the details.
Cisco My Lurie Children's Hospital is the number one children's hospital in Illinois. It's also tied for the third best in the Midwest this year, according to the report. It's the only pediatric hospital in Illinois ranked in all 11 specialties. U.S. News also named UChicago Medicine Comer Children's Hospital as the second best children's hospital in Illinois and Advocate Children's Hospital as the third. Now, data was collected and analyzed from 108 children's hospitals across the nation for the rankings, which were based on outcomes, commitment to patient safety, clinical resources, family centeredness, and expert opinions. Live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A customer at a fast food restaurant in Indiana is facing charges after things got violent.
It may have started in the drive-thru Friday evening, but the Northwest Indiana Times says it ended inside, reporting that 34-year-old Rosalie Carrillo came frustrated with how long her food was taking, leading her to knock a cell phone from a worker's hand before attacking her. Carrillo now faces a criminal battery charge. Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
After more than 23 years in prison, a Chicago man is set to be released today.
Kevin Jackson was convicted of a murder at a Chicago gas station in 2003 and sentenced to 45 years in prison. CBS News Chicago reports Jackson's case received a second look last year, in part because Detective Brian Forberg, who worked on the case, was married to a prosecutor working in the unit that passed over Jackson's wrongful conviction claim. During the reinvestigation, all four witnesses recanted, and surviving victims said Jackson did not commit the murder. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police are looking for a woman who reportedly fired gunshots on a CTA bus late yesterday afternoon. Reports indicate two women got into a confrontation on a bus near 86th and State. One of them shot. A 16-year-old boy suffered a graze wound to the knee and was treated by paramedics and released. Now, sports sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Here's Josh Liss.
Good morning. All the best things deserve a sequel. Connor Bedard 2 comes out tonight. Hockey's reigning rookie of the year leads the Blackhawks into regular season action in Utah.
Bedard's not a rookie anymore, and he feels a difference.
I don't know. I think there's just little things that you pick up or, you know, you change a little bit after getting used to kind of the league and playing some games, and so I think there's just kind of little plays that, you know, I make now, or maybe, you know what's going to work in a way.
He's still only 19, but Bedard has a grasp of the league now. The Blackhawks used free agency to raise the talent level around him too. Covering the Blackhawks, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Utah swallowed up the old Arizona Coyotes and plays at the Delta Center in Salt Lake City. They'll announce a nickname before next season starts, so that's a year away. Currently down to a reported four finalists, with two going public so far, the Utah Mammoth and Utah Yeti. 9 o'clock puck drop tonight. Blackhawks in Utah against the potential future Yetis. Makes the Cavaliers sound quaint. The Bulls taking on the Cavs in Cleveland tonight at 6. Start the preseason. Josh Giddey and Lonzo Ball, doubtful but close to playing, recovering from injuries. The Bears arrive in London in the middle of a thunderstorm warning. 2 days of rain before clearing up in time for 3 days of practice in the 50s. Sunday's Bears-Jaguars forecast. High 59, clear skies with a little bit of a breeze. Bears about 1.5 to 2.5 point favorite over the Jaguars. But safety Jaquan Brisker back home in Chicago with a concussion, not cleared to fly yet. Could still play. Patrick Mahomes deals for 331 yards, game-high 9 completions to Travis Kelce. The Chiefs outclass the Saints. Start to finish at home 26-13 to stay undefeated. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A comet will make an appearance in the skies around Chicagoland this week.
The comet will make its closest approach to Earth after traveling tens of thousands of years from the outer edges of the solar system.
And it was just discovered a little under 2 years ago. And it is making its way to our part of the solar system, and it's going to be brightest later this week. So it is really exciting.
Astronomer Michelle Nichols with the Adler Planetarium says starting on Wednesday, the comet can be seen anywhere with a clear view to the west and southwest sky.
It will be brightest around between October 9th and 12th, starting 10, 15 minutes after sunset. Look low to the horizon. You may see a fuzzy thing. That's the comet.
On Saturday, the comet will be at its closest point to Earth, just under 44 million miles away. The last comet of similar brightness seen in our area made its closest approach to Earth back in July of 2020. Lisa Fielding, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
ComEd is unveiling a new website designed to help customers consider heat pumps for their homes. A statement says the Go Electric site will contain information about environmental benefits, energy and cost savings, and other information, including discounts to offset the purchase and installation costs. More information can be obtained by going to comed.com/goelectric.
A meeting of the Dalton Village Board last night included more of what's become routine drama. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the details.
Mayor Tiffany Henyard showed up at the meeting at a Park District facility about an hour after it started. She was heckled as she said she was there to lay down the law. A majority of trustees are at odds with the mayor. Henyard then said she was there to appoint her new police chief, village manager, and village attorney. Appointments that a judge earlier determined were not legal because they were not approved by the trustees. Heckling continued until Henyard walked out. The mayor had earlier tried to have the meeting at the village hall. Just two of the six trustees showed up. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.